910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower cost for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers cost of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift Later this month,
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower cost for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers cost of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift Later this month,
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, scheduled disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, scheduled disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County.
The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower cost for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers cost of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, have been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting efforts to lower costs for Americans, President Biden and Vice President Harris talking up part of the Inflation Reduction Act that lowers costs of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
Their event was in Prince George's County, Maryland. The plan takes effect January 2026. Former President Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Harris, accusing her without evidence of being behind the criminal charges he faces. Reps of Israel, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt had more Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks today. Five people, including two doctors and his personal assistant, had been arrested in the Matthew Perry ketamine overdose death last year. This is ABC News. Frustrated train commuters in New Jersey will get a gift later this month.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Venezuela's opposition leaders are resisting international calls for a repeat election after the country's contested presidential election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory, but opposition leaders claim to have voting machine data showing their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won the election by a wide margin. Maduro's government has resisted releasing vote tallies to an international audit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. When reporters brought up some Republicans urging him to stop personal attacks on Kamala Harris and to instead focus on the economy and crime, Donald Trump had this response.
I think that we're hitting a nerve. I think this is a different kind of a race. All we have to do is define our opponent as being a communist or a socialist or somebody that's going to destroy our country.
Mr. Trump at a news conference at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. On the economy today, one government report showed strong consumer spending last month. Another showed fewer applying for first-time unemployment benefits. And Wall Street rallied to one of its best days of the year. Talking up the Inflation Reduction Act that, starting in 2026, will lower cost of several prescription drugs for people on Medicare. President Biden and Vice President Harris at a rally in Prince George's County, Maryland. Five people, including two doctors, arrested today in Los Angeles in the overdose death of Friends actor Matthew Perry. This is ABC News. A new study in the journal Aging shows there are two key times to take note of as we get older.
Stanford University researchers tracked 100 adults between the ages of 25 and 75, collecting molecules and microbes periodically every 3 to 6 months. After analyzing them, they realized that rather than slowly changing over time, our bodies undergo rapid changes in our mid-40s and then again around age 60. Doctors are hoping the research will help them explain why age-related illnesses and certain diseases commonly pop up around those times and how to protect against them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wally Amos, creator of the famous Amos Cookie Empire, has died. Amos's children say the 88-year-old died Tuesday at his home in Honolulu from complications with dementia. After losing ownership of the cookie company, Amos became a children's literacy advocate and opened a cookie shop in Hawaii with a reading room with kids. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wisc.
This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.